Yes.
So if you guys love these guys a lot, then you should come to the show because you should hear them live doing more songs like this too.
Even if you don't love them a lot, you should still come to the show.
Yeah.
It's
Which
for a
you
good
will.
cause, one way or another. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So, all right. Well, I wanted to thank you for coming down and talking with us. It was a pleasure.
I was blessed.
And again, just in a few seconds, we're going to have the band Honey Babe. They're going to do a live set for us, and they will be at the event along with Saj Tok, ZZ Vava, and what was the gentleman's name again? DJ, what's that?
It's not Saj Tok. It's the Idiot Kids, ZZ Vava, Honey Babe, and Rafi.
Ah, I got that
Yeah, sorry.
mixed up. I'm sorry.
But
My
shout out to
apologies.
Saj Tok.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They
Well,
rock.
that's okay. But Idiot Kids, we played earlier. That they're definitely a great band. They're very interesting live too. It's not just a great sound.
That's why I also kind of booked them because I knew they're going to put on a great show and people are going to be like, "Whoa, these guys are wild."
We won't let the cat out of the bag, but trust me, you're going to enjoy it.
Awesome.
It'll be interesting to say the least.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I just want to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J and in the house. Let's pod everything up and make sure we're ready to go. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I think we have liftoff. All right. In the studio, we have Honey Babe. They're going to do a live show for us right now. Why don't we get started?
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. This first song is called Hide My Dreams.
Sunny skies don't hide my sorrow today. I'll be fine if I go to sleep and don't dream of the pain I feel inside all the time. If I break without your mind, I don't know if I will make it alive. I'll just shut my eyes.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. And in the house, we have Honey Babe.
Hello, hello.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings.
All right, if you don't mind, if you can go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, all that good stuff.
I am Matt McBrien. I play rhythm guitar and sing sometimes, mostly backing.
I'm Austin Keith, and I play tambourine.
I'm Danny Despard, and I play the bass guitar.
I'm Michael LaBella, and I play guitar, piano, and I sing.
And I'm Drew Bartosik. I play guitar and sing. I play keys as well.
There we go.
Hey, hey.
Okay. So you get the hard job, huh? The tambourines.
Yeah, it's rough.
very demanding.
How long did you study that?
I went to school 4 years.
Harvard?
Yeah.
Harvard Medical. Yeah.
I'm just giving you, you know what. I'm just, but people don't realize it's little nuances like that that do make a difference sometimes in a sound, you know? Oh,
yeah. No, I play drums. I'm just...
yeah, I know. Goofing on.
We like a little you know what every once in a while.
Yeah. So how long you guys been playing together?
Oh, man.
Ooh, as this incarnation, about 5-6 years now.
Wow, that's quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you mean as incarnation, do you mean as Honey Babe or as the group itself, like the members that are here today?
Kind of both.
Both? Yeah, a little both, because there was like kind of two separate bands, Danny and I, this is in high school, so this is years back. You know?
Okay.
We played like the Battle of the Bands in the gym, you know?
Yeah.
And
back when you were cool.
Yeah, it's been a steady decline ever since. but we had separate bands, and then, you know, we battled it out. It was all, you know, in good faith or whatever, but we decided to come together at some point, and we've been making music in this incarnation ever since.
Okay, so you kind of combined the two then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were the styles pretty similar then, I take it?
Yeah, it was in the rock vein. Yeah, it was all pretty much rock and roll.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't mean like one was a Zydeco band and the other one was a band or something, you know, but it obviously you complimented each other and said, hey, this might work. Let's just do this.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
No, okay. Mike, Matt, and I were definitely way better.
If you don't say
so. Who won every year, though? Who won it every year?
All right, time for another Battle of the Bands. We'll figure this out.
Hey.
All right, so the songs you're going to play today, how would we find them?
Well, pretty much everything we're playing is brand new, so you won't find it.
Okay.
Because it's on our new album that's soon to be released this year.
Cool.
In the next coming months. But we have music up on Spotify, YouTube, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. We have a full-length album, and then we have an EP that's called Velvet Glum, and that's on Spotify and all your other streaming services.
Okay, cool. Why don't we do another one?
All right.
All right.
Letting the boys in.
All right. Oh, sorry. I had a little bit of trouble.
Just before your bus departed, with that man you love, or maybe you still do, all in time for the rest of my life. And I feel so tired, alright, I guess I'll stay a while. Want to hold you, but life is a natural.
Live from Studio J with the band Honey Babe. All right. So this upcoming release, is it going to be physical, CD, album?
Oh, yes. We definitely hope for CD and tapes and an LP record, old school vinyl, would be the dream. And mm-hmm. I'm speaking for me, at least.
Definitely.
It's definitely meant to be physical and, of course, digital on all our streaming services.
Okay. So that's definitely going to be a full length then?
Oh yeah. It's been in the works for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have too many songs. We probably have to cut them. It's looking like 11 to 12 tracks.
That's a good problem to have. Too many songs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than the opposite.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Okay. Well, looking forward to that. When you get that all together, you'll have to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you have for us now?
So, if we're able to, we got two songs that kind of go into each other, if we're able to do that simultaneously.
Not a problem.
All right.
As long as I know ahead of time, I know what you're doing, I'm cool.
There we go, yeah. Right. So this is a bit of an instrumental dance song.
Cool. All right, everybody, get up and dance.
That's right.
Let's go.
That's right.
Thank you.
and talk and twine. Breathe, we're gonna breathe, we're gonna run, we're gonna run, we're gonna run.
All right.
The back to back.
Okay. So what were the names of those?
Well, the first track is just an instrumental song.
Just simply called Instrumental.
For now, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Working title.
And the other one is called Run.
Run. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I like that. You almost lulled me into, like, I forgot why I was here, you know? Like, oh, wait a minute. I'm doing a radio show.
It's working.
I better get on the mic again.
Hypnotize.
Very good. We're trying to take your job.
Hey, you can have it.
Okay, that was easy.
Believe me, you do this for one show, you'll be back on your side. Trust me. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Not doing this again.
Funny enough, I used to engineer a radio show with Jake. That's how I met Jake Kramer.
Really?
At Wayne State University. Yeah, I was the audio engineer for his radio show.
Ah.
Yeah.
And you're still with him, huh?
Yeah, somehow.
After all these years.
Well, that had to be a lot of fun. Of course, you probably didn't have quite the room we have here for a live show, did you?
We didn't. No, this is amazing in here. Yeah, this is really nice. Good.
Yeah, I was telling Jake, we've had a marching band in here. We've had a 10-piece jazz band in here. No
wow.
problem. Whatever you throw at us, we can take care of it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Nice. Yeah,
it's a hot
so
space.
If you ever want to add a horn section and come back and play, we can do it.
That'd be amazing.
We can do it.
I'm down
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about that show coming up a week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening at the Old Miami.
Yes.
Yeah, Saturday the 19th.
Old stomping ground.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
We played there a lot. What is that, 3 or 4 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We must have played there like in 2014, probably like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah. Right, at
yeah.
least.
Oh, so you became the house band.
Almost. Just about. Yeah,
almost.
Right.
So you got to hang around the veterans then while you were there?
There's not that many anymore. I don't think they hang around there.
I've heard it's starting to weed out now, but you got to realize, I mean, I think a lot of them are just simply gone because, well, it's their time.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
But
yeah.
We're thankful they made it as long as they did, you know?
Yeah.
We were talking about the fact that, you know, what this whole show is about, Scream Out the Silence, it's about suicide awareness.
Right. Yes.
And if anybody would know something about that subject, it would be veterans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, most definitely. They're the ones struggling with it. Mm-hmm. Probably the hardest, what they're exposed to.
And I would say artists, musicians, same thing.
Yeah.
It's very prominent in that field. You hear all the time about musicians and movie stars and actors like that. We were just talking about that newscaster.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's going to happen at the Old Miami a week from Saturday. You're going to be playing, and of course there's three other bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you familiar with them? Have you ever played with them? Or?
I'm familiar with the Idiot Kids. They put on a quite of a fireworks set, I would say. And ZZ Vava, unfamiliar with, but I've heard good things. And then DJ Rafi, I know, is a good friend of Jake's, and I've heard some of his music and beats. And I think it's a good way to end out the night right there.
Okay, so he's going to close out the night then?
Yeah, I believe that's the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll go to the very last minute if they still do it the way they did the last time I was there.
Yeah, they usually do there. Yeah. They want you to go until the bitter end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep the bar open.
Yeah.
Until the authorities, you know, look at their watches outside the window. Right. Okay, you have to shut down now.
Right.
Oh, do we have to? Okay.
Yeah.
No, in all reality, we're glad to be back there, and especially for this event. It's something that's near and dear to our hearts, so we're glad to be raising the awareness for something that, you know, really should be, mental health in general should be more focused on. Glad to play our part.
Yeah, it's a very good cause. It's a shame, you know, the U.S. does not take care of their mentally ill. They don't.
No, same thing going back to veterans as well. It's a similar story.
Sweep them under the carpet.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if there's not money to be made, then they just don't care.
Right.
Basically is what it boils down to. I was just talking with Jake and Allison. When I was young, they had mental health facilities probably in the mid, let's see, probably 30-something of them, just in the Tri-County area alone.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And it was walk-in? You could just...
Well, I mean, it was for long-term care. I mean, the people that really needed it, then they had a place to go, and they...
Someone you can trust, and see the same person.
And you pretty much, you stay there until they feel that you're better.
Yeah.
Not just stable, not just, okay, well, he's not going to kill himself. You know, I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm not.
Right. Yeah.
But... You know, no, they would treat you until they say, okay, we're comfortable with you going back out, and we feel you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's only three places in the entire state now. That's including the Upper Peninsula.
Wow, the entire state.
So when you go downtown or any downtown and you see all these people, like, you think they're on something and they're talking to themselves and wandering around aimlessly. No, that's because they don't have anywhere to go to be treated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They need someone to talk to. It's what I imagine is that they're talking to someone else in their head, you know, because they need this. We all need an outlet. I think everything's relative. Like, you need something to bounce off of, and you don't know what is what unless you have something to compare it to.
Right.
So in that situation, you just, for therapy, having some other life form, you know, it's why even animals do it for people. It's just like you have something else there that affirms your existence, and it gives you a purpose in your life, and you can have some understanding, at least, you know, trying to navigate, you know, what can be the morbidity of this life, you know.
Right.
And I think to bring it back around, I think speaking of therapy, I think this is all therapy for us, is making music, definitely. For me, I know it always makes me feel better.
Yep, it's a good point.
I always tell people, I can tell you right now, there's been times in my life if I hadn't had music, I don't know if we'd be having this conversation right now.
Yeah. So, I think about that too. Yeah. So, definitely a huge, huge island of meaning and an ocean of meaninglessness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good point, Austin. I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, I think about it when I'm playing. I'm not thinking about anything else.
Yeah,
you know,
it's refreshing.
Past or future, you're just kind of in the now.
Yeah,
which
meditative.
Is a good. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of, let's make ourselves feel better.
Sounds good.
What do you have for us now, gentlemen?
What do we have for you now?
This song is called "Everything Happens for a Reason." So, Matt.
Just one moment, sorry, boys.
Together, oh, it kills my soul to know that you were all alone and needed me. Now I'll take some time to try to forget about all the messes that we made, but it gets so hard now. And somehow I try to always remember that everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Of darkness, lost in the lonely outskirts of this dead old town, but I keep my head up, thinking of someone who brings me pure joy. It only lasts but a second, and somehow I try to always remember that everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason, but the reason's not clear to us. No, 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 no. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, and you are listening to the sounds of Honey Babe. All right, everything happens for a reason. Okay. So you said you got that release that you're going to be working on. Are you going to be taking time off playing shows in the meantime, or do you have anything else coming up?
Yeah, we have been taking off some time. We haven't really. We did a little tour.
Beginning of November.
Yeah, first.
November. Yeah. Yeah, and we've kind of cooled things down lately. And then we're kind of coming out of the hole for this event.
yeah,
that's know, right. We knew we had really to play is. This show because yeah. it was mm-hmm. a good cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely. Very true.
Yeah.
Okay, but other than that, you're going to be kind of dormant for a little while and focusing on...
Yeah, we just
on
booked one. It was confirmed actually yesterday, February 13th at St. Andrew's Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, there's this artist conglomerate that's national. It's actually international, called Raw Artists. And they asked us to play their Detroit showcase at St. Andrew's Hall. Hmm. So that's February 13th. I believe it's a Wednesday. And
yes, it is. Yeah, that's a pretty good gig.
Yeah. We're like, okay, St. Andrews.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we try and fly under the radar, go out of the pool, but we always get sucked out of it.
That's pretty true.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
But besides that, we're gonna lay low until we have our album release. Is pretty mm-hmm. much the plan.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You want to get it right. Huh?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We been planning it out.
Right. It's always good to stay open as well, because what if a show comes up where it's like, oh, well, we're going to open for this person at this big...
Right.
There's an opportunity.
Well, the write-off for you, like, okay, if you insist.
Yeah.
Twist my arm.
Yeah, but we've been ripping it for like 5 years pretty straight, so it's good to... like 2 months has been the longest time we've been off, I think.
Yeah.
I
think so, too.
10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been pretty insane.
Nice.
It's hard to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we still, with that, it's like we still practice all the time and working on new material and just listening for the mixes and masters that we've been getting back mm-hmm. from the studio, from our engineer, and kind of going from there.
Mainly what we've been doing is hunkering down in the cave.
Yeah.
It's nice the man cave.
It's nice to move on to new music after you play a song. I remember Ponzo Illusion, we played like 500 times.
Yeah, totally.
We're like, all right, we got it.
And we've been playing most of these for quite
long
a while.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's a real lag out. Between these songs, when they've been written and when they're going to come out.
Yeah. Right.
So that's also sort of the logic behind hanging back.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out, work on new stuff, and kind of cut down that time between releases.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to keep the people interested.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that, how groups could just, you know, come and play and tour, and then they just do the same show they did the last time. And not just from the audience perspective, but how does a band, you know, play those same songs over and over?
Yeah. I know.
You
got
to get bored after a while.
Yeah, try to switch it up, keep it fresh.
People do go a little nutty, and they're like, I'm not playing this song ever again. It's been like 30 years straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't blame them. I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Don't blame them at all.
I think is good. Yeah. Sorry.
No, go.
Is good about like hanging back and working on new stuff. It allows us to kind of take a breather from the stuff that we've been playing for a while, so that when we do have like the album release show, we won't be completely sick of these songs. I mean, I'm not sick of them.
No, yeah.
But, you know.
No, we heard what you said, man.
Yeah, I hate all you guys. I
think something we think about, too, is... And that's why we were happy we went on tour, because we're like, all right, yeah, some of these might be old to us, but they might be brand new to these people that haven't heard them. So it's like, it's, you know.
You got to play it like it's the first.
Yeah, exactly. And it helps when we played in Milwaukee and the crowd was dancing and really into it. So that gets you more, you know,
motivated.
Into it and stuff, motivated. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's
nice. No, I could see how that would happen that way.
Yeah. I think, they take on a life of their own.
Because that's got to be one of the hardest things to do, is like something you played that many times to still give it that same oomph, that same energy.
Yeah, totally. It is. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge.
The change of scenery does help, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, new people and new faces, new ears hearing it and everything. Yeah,
so. It all depends on how everybody's feeling.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I feel like all right.
Yeah, it's reciprocal. The energy that's given off and with the crowd. I don't know if you're referring to members of the band, but
both. I mean, both, like, you know how everybody's feeling. Like, you know, like one of us could be not feeling great or something like that, or all of us can be having a fun, amazing time.
What are you trying to say, man? Are you trying to fight on air right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to say you, dude. Get out of here. You're bumming everybody
lucky
out.
There's a drum riser between you two.
Right. Yeah. All right. Down,
am I going to have to separate you guys?
I might have to be restrained.
Who's going to run the show?
All right. Let's do another one.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, this is our last one, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. It's a long one. It's about a 9-10 minuter type song or something, so.
Okay. And we're hoping to go all the way to 6.
We might be able to, can we think of another one to throw
I don't know if we want to draw it out. We could keep talking, or.
We can play something. Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. We did just practice that.
All right, here's a different, we'll do 2 songs then. There we go.
Appreciate it.
All right. This is a newer one as well.
Hold on, sorry. There we go. Sorry, I was having pedal problems there.
The old pedal kick.
It's called...
Give the old pedal kick there, eh?
This is called 1-800-HAUNT-ME.
Which this, appropriately, is a song about depression. All right.
But ghosts don't see much company. I'm tired enough of living. Oh, but I don't wanna die. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, and in the studio you've been hearing the sounds of Honey Babe. And they're going to be doing that show coming up a week from Saturday at Old Miami. And I just want to get the right screen. I've got so many up here. Scream Out the Silence. This is a benefit concert for suicide awareness. And that's Morris Choice Entertainment that's putting that together. We had our interview with Jake and Allison in the 4 o'clock hour. And, of course, that's going to be in conjunction with that organization, 6 Feet Over. And all proceeds will be donated to 6 Feet Over. So this is about suicide awareness. This is like helping people that may be contemplating such an act and people that have had to deal with people that have that are close to them that have actually committed suicide. So it's very prominent. It affects everybody. I don't think there's a human being on this planet that hasn't had somebody that they knew or were close to that had a situation like that, either attempted or successful. So it's a good cause, and we're glad to make people aware of that. Hopefully you can come down a week from Saturday and check out Honey Babe, among other bands. And we got to do our part here. We got to make sure that we all stay on this planet until it truly is our time to go. And as long as we got great music, we can keep doing that, can't we? All right. Okay. Well, I wanted to thank you guys for coming down here. I really appreciate it. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, thank you for having us so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And when you get, like I said, when you get that full release up, come back and we can hear all those great new tunes that you have going for us.
Yeah, we'd love to.
And I guess you got a jam that you have set up for us that you're going to finish off with a wallop.
Yeah, it's a bit of a long one.
We like those.
Cool. Yeah.
And what is it called?
It's called Hypnotic Sunspots.
All right.
Yeah. And this will be on the new album as well. So.
Okay.
Very cosmic.
All right. Well, here we go. All right.
One, two, three, four. Always makes me lonely, 'cause it brings me back to you. But don't hesitate to wait, I'll float away in space. Don't hesitate to wait, I'll float away in space. You. just in your mind. Time waits for no one, so why would I wait for you? And don't take so long to find it, but it's just in your mind.
Listening to WHFR Dearborn. Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists. Lansing-based singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Jen Siggins has released her fourth studio record called It's About Time. Jen will be joining me in studio this coming Sunday, January 13th, to play some songs from her new record and talk about her music. So tune in to Songwriter Symposium this Sunday at 5 o'clock to hear Jen Siggett live on WHFR Radio. Don't you know that I try?
Show your support for suicide awareness and rock out at the same time on January 19th at the Old Miami. Honey Babe, The Idiot Kids, and ZZ Vava perform live. Local DJ Raffy spins tunes. Doors open at 8 p.m. and your $5 admission will be donated to 6 Feet Over, a Detroit-based nonprofit whose mission is to serve the survivors of suicide loss by providing financial assistance for expenses such as funerals, cleanups, and memorials. They also work to provide outreach, awareness, and resources to the Detroit community. So many people suffer in silence, and we want to make sure those that are struggling and those who have lost a loved one from suicide are heard loud and clear. So let's get loud for a good cause. January 19th at the Old Miami.